Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, April 26th. South Bruce OPP say they have located a man who was reported missing. They say on April 24th, just before 8:30 in the evening, OPP received a report of a missing person from Ashfield, Colborne, Wawanosh Township. He was also known to frequent the Walkerton area. The 43-year-old man has now been located. South Bruce OPP are thanking the community for their assistance with the investigation. The town of South Bruce Peninsula will hold a closed council meeting Thursday to determine the path forward after losing its latest appeal in its legal battle over piping plover habitat. Mayor Janice Jackson said the town is deeply disappointed with the outcome. The town was charged by the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry for beach raking and grading back in 2017. The MNRF said the work exceeded what had been proposed and had damaged plover habitat. The town was convicted of two counts of damaging the habitat at Sauble Beach and was ordered to pay $100,000 to Birds Canada. In its latest appeal, the convictions were upheld again. The province's Special Investigations Unit has found no reasonable grounds to believe a Saugeen Shores police officer committed a criminal offense in connection with serious injuries suffered by a 45-year-old woman in a collision last December. SIU Director Joseph Martino says on December 25th, 2021, an officer pursued a vehicle in which the woman was a passenger for not having license plates. The SIU says moments after the half-kilometer pursuit, the driver of the vehicle lost control and struck a house on Bricker Street in Port Elgin. The female passenger was diagnosed with a broken arm and a head injury. The SIU found no reasonable grounds to believe the officer involved transgressed the limits of care prescribed by the criminal law, and the file has been closed. Port Elgin's North Shore Park is closed this week. The town of Saugeen Shores says staff and crews are working to remove tree debris from the big windstorm last year. Back on September 7th, 2021, numerous trees were knocked down in the town by strong winds. Buildings were damaged and roofing was blown off some structures, including the local rec center. North Shore Park has been closed intermittently since then for cleanup work. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the danger of the use of nuclear weapons over Ukraine is very real and should not be underestimated. Meanwhile, UN Secretary Antonio Guterres was in Moscow today to talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Guterres is set to go to Kyiv tomorrow to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Canada's Defense Minister Anita Anand and Chief of Defense Staff General Wayne Eyre were in Germany today to take part in meetings of the Ukraine Defense Consultative Group hosted by U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Ryerson University is going to change its name to Toronto Metropolitan University. The Board of Governors voted unanimously today for the change. The old name is being removed because Egerton Ryerson, the school's namesake, helped create Canada's residential school system where thousands of Indigenous children suffered abuse. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 321 points to 20,690. The Dow Jones plunged 809 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.98 U.S. cents, down 45 cents a barrel. And the price of oil is $101.74, up $3.20 a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs hit the ice tonight in their second game of the regular season with a chance to officially lock up second in the Atlantic Division and home ice for the first round of the NHL playoffs. They're taking on the Detroit Red Wings, 7 o'clock puck drop at Scotiabank Arena. In the Ontario Hockey League playoffs, four games tonight, including Game 4 in the Kitchener Rangers London Knights series, with Kitchener down 2-1. Also Game 3 between Sault Ste. Marie and Guelph. Tomorrow, the Owen Sound Attack host the Flint Firebirds in Game 4 at the Bay Shore after taking a 2-1 lead in the series with the 2-1 win last night. In Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays play the second of four at Rogers Centre against the Boston Red Sox. The Jays won the opener 6-2 yesterday. The Major League Series Lacrosse Board of Governors is requesting an appeal to decisions made by the Ontario Lacrosse Association mandating the Excelsiors Major Lacrosse Club that was moved to Owen Sound revert operations to Brampton. A statement issued by Major Series Lacrosse asks for the appeal process to be dealt with in a timely manner so the league can move forward with its 2022 season, which as of now is scheduled to open on May 23rd. You can find more sports posted at the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.